Gaundy and Maz Show.
It's a Friday. We're up and about, ready to roll for the weekend.
Silly show.
Yeah.
Such a silly morning.
Fridays are.
What I love, this is a bit of a peek behind the scenes of radio. Like, we have a plan. Every day we get in, there's a pretty solid plan on the stuff we want to do, the fun we want to have, the stories we need to cover, the guests that we've got, and there's a plan. And this morning, we just came in and we were like, screw that plan. We're going to do something so ridiculous. And we ran with it and it was so much fun. And it reminded me why I love radio, because you can just get in and just throw the plan in the bin and have a bit of fun.
So expect a loose podcast today, guys.
La, 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 la.
Has been a bit of fun this morning. And this is how we got to this point. So we thought it was Sharla was going to play Alphabox. Yeah. We thought it was Shala, ended up being Sharla. And this is how we ended up trying to work out this song we were trying to get to the bottom to. But I think we were thinking of two different songs. Have a listen to this mess.
Shala. Shala. What a great name.
All right, Shala's going to la. Shala la la la. Shala la la la.
What song's that? Is it a Spice Girls song?
Mate, don't just give us that face, Matt. Help us work it out, please.
In the morning.
Can we get somebody who's not tone deaf to sing it and we might be able to figure it out?
It's fun when we sing together. And sha-la-la-la-la.
Oh, no. So easy to work out from that, right? Easy.
What is going on?
Easy to work out.
Okay, we can confirm that we were definitely talking about different songs.
Yeah, I think so.
100%.
Chris, can you make any sense of this? Do you know the song? Let's start with the song that Maz is after. Do you know that one?
Maybe.
Okay.
I think I have maybe a third option.
A third option? Sha-la-la. Oh, my God.
The Ashley Tisdale song, Kiss the Girl, from the Little Mermaid remake.
Ashley Tisdale?
Kiss the Girl.
It goes, sha-la-la-la-la, my oh my, looks like the boy Sushi ain't gonna kiss the girl.
Mate, so many sha-la-la-la-la songs. Okay.
Wow, okay, whoa.
Guys, can you grab a little hook of that if you get a chance, Chris, out there? We've got to hear Ashley Tisdale,
Chris,
please.
You've thrown us a curveball.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. So we think the one that was in my head is the Venga Boys.
Okay, let's play that. Here we go.
My heart goes sha-la-la-la-la.
That makes sense. Sha-la-la-la. Oh, yes.
In the morning.
See, that was the one in my head.
Sha-la-la-la-la. Well, that's a happy song.
Sha-la-la in the
shine.
In the sunshine.
You don't have a sad song that goes sha-la-la-la-la, do you? They're all happy. Sha-la-la-la in the evening.
Just for you.
And so, okay, so that's the one you were thinking of.
That
That's the one.
Definitely the one. Because in the morning. It's in the morning, in the evening, in the sunshine, and just for you. Sha-la-la-la.
I'm loving people's sha-la-la-la suggestions. But the one that I'm after is the one that goes. There's the bit that goes. And it's really high pitch, and for some reason, I'm picturing like a little blue bird going.
But that's got sha-la-la in it as well.
It goes sha-la-la-la-la.
Do we know what that's?
Andrew, help a brother out, please. What is the song that goes?
First of all,
Gordy,
thanks for putting that in my head.
What?
I'm
going
to be singing that in my head for the next couple of hours.
Yeah, it's going to be stuck in
your
head.
Loving you.
Okay, loving you. I'm going to put that into the,
loving you.
Radio system here. Loving you.
The radio, it's a computer.
Whatever this thing is here.
Loving you.
Yep.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
There's a few. Oh, no, there's one loving you. Let's play this. This is by Minnie Riperton. Okay. Oh, this could be it. Minnie Riperton. Here we go.
Loving you.
Oh, there's the bird in the.
So is this it? It's no sha-la-la.
I think it's building to the bit.
And every time that we're one more in love with you.
This is it here. This is it here. This is the bit. Ready? That's it. We found it, Andrew. Oh, that's high pitch, isn't it? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Or is it the bird?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, so that was it.
That's the one.
Okay, but it was a la 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 la.
Oh, not a sha la 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 la.
Sha la 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 la.
Oh, damn it. That's the one, isn't it, Andrew? Is that line you were thinking of?
Yeah. Yeah. It was one I was thinking of, but we both up with the sha la la.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we? I'll have to dump him there.
Sha la 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 la.
Thanks for all the sha la 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 songs, guys.
We could probably theme an entire show around sha-la-la-la-la or la-la-la-la-la songs.
Well, I think it's what they throw in there when they can't come up with any other lyrics. They just go, oh, throw a sha-la-la-la-la in there.
Put a la-la in and then all G, all good to go.
Producer Maddie and Haley have put in some audio of what they think I sound like when I'm trying to explain the sha-la-la-la-la
song. Can you do your song again? What's the name? Mini...
Mini Ripperton.
Mini Ripperton.
La-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la-la. La 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 la.
So good.
But this is what they think I sound like.
La 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 la.
Great movie, Babe, isn't it, Babe? The Pig. It's one of the great movies.
So they think you sound like a.
See, now, who suggested this one? The caller that said this song, I think he got it wrong. We actually think it might be Ashley Simpson. Simpson. This one. Yes.
It's a great song.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm not buying it.
Some great lyrics from Ashley Simpson there. One of the great songwriters, Ashley Simpson.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Splashing some cash around the state of New South Wales, the government is right now. There's been an announcement overnight that New South Wales residents are going to be given another $50 for your Dine and Discover for the Discover element that you can spend on accommodation. That's valid until June next year. So if you want to go camping, it would cover a weekend camping or towards a weekend away or a night stay somewhere. This is all obviously to get our economy back on its feet. The other interesting one is that families with school-age children are going to be given $250 per household from next year that can be used on accommodation as well. So if you were thrown into homeschooling this year at some point, it's a bit of a thank you. Our Premier has said it's a bit of a thanks, guys, for doing a great job. Here's a bit of cash. Go and treat yourself in the accommodation kind of way. But here's the thing, Gaundy. I don't know if you're across this. 2 million people have downloaded Dine and Discover vouchers.
Mm.
680,000 people have used them.
Yeah, I can see why some would have them and not use them.
Yeah.
Because it was our mate Jabin. I caught up with the other day and I said, Jabes, have you used your Dine and Discover vouchers yet? And he goes, oh, no, I haven't bothered with them. I said, dude, it's free money. At the end of the day, it's like...
It is.
It's money you're saving from your own wallet.
It's one of these weird things, and I call it voucher shame. It's one of these weird things. I grew up with this. I grew up with a mum who loved a coupon. She used to get coupons on the back of your Franklin's receipts when she did the shopping. You cut out the coupon, you go to the coffee club, you get a free coffee. And mum used to love a coupon and love a voucher to the point where she bought a whole damn book called The Entertainment Book. And she would cut out the coupons and the vouchers from this book. And we'd go to particular restaurants where you could get a free meal. And so I grew up kind of being super embarrassed by this mum behaviour, which was just mum being thrifty. And as you said, it's free money. Like, a free meal is a free meal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love myself a voucher. You know, I it's actually my preference with gifts. Like, I would rather, if someone was going to get me something, I don't want to... Yeah, give me a gift card. Yeah. And then I can go and get what I want.
Yeah.
And it's less, you know, people aren't just going to hand over money.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Cash is dead.
Yeah, so like give us the gift card and I'm all about it.
I still think there's a slight strain of difference between gift card and like flat out voucher. But I want to talk to people on 13 10 60 about this. Is the reason you're not spending your Dine and Discover vouchers because you've got a bit of voucher shame and you don't want to be that person whipping out your Service New South Wales app and like scanning anything and being like, I'm here for a cheeky discount, even though it's okay, even though the government has literally given everybody these vouchers to spend, to inject into the economy so we can get back on our feet. People are hesitant to use them, and I think it's because of this underlying voucher shame, which I blame my mother for, essentially.
Mm.
Like, she's responsible for all, for all of it. But surely there's other kids that grew up with mums that were just bang up for the entertainment book and, like, getting a cheeky discount everywhere. I'm sure I'm not the only person in New South Wales that had a childhood that was riddled with coupons.
And for your time this morning, we'll give you a gift voucher for Koala Eco, which you can feel shameful using or not.
But feel embarrassed about using.
No, go all out, guys. Honestly, I did read a statistic once that the amount of money lost on bought vouchers or money just sitting there going to waste is astronomical. It's crazy the amount that gets left on the wayside.
Which is great for the retailers because at the end of the day, if you buy a gift card for somebody worth $100 and they never spend it, the retailer's still got the money, right?
Yep.
So maybe it's just some conspiracy that retailers have come up with because they know voucher shame exists.
If you're rocking the 2-for-1s, if you're doing the 30% discounts, we want to hear from you this.
Sarah's called through on 13 10 60. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Gwendy. Hi, Maz.
Hi. Are you? So you love a voucher?
I have no shame in saying I love a good voucher.
Okay, now does this stem from your childhood? Where did this start for you, Sarah?
Well, when my sister and I were at school, my mum was so against the gold entertainment book.
Oh, yeah. I feel you.
I kid you not, my sister and I had to literally beg and borrow anything we could possibly do for mum to buy us that goddamn book.
And so she bought it for you guys?
Yeah, pretty much. And we just went everywhere that we could find, like playgrounds, play equipment, food, of course. Vicky, food voucher, yay.
Yay!
It's the best, isn't it? And the food tastes better when it's discounted. I don't know what it is about that food, but when you've got it a little bit cheaper or 2-for-1, that second meal's even better.
Oh, my gosh. And, Gwendy, I totally agree with you. Gift vouchers rather than birthday presents. I've been getting that since I was about 14 because I prefer a gift voucher.
Yeah. Maybe, Sarah, you're from the future.
Gen Y, yo.
Gen Y. Anyone would think my trip to see Space Jam 2 over the weekend was the most eventful thing ever.
Mate, you went to the movies and you haven't stopped banging on about it all week. We're nearly a week ago now that you went to the movies and there's still stuff to unpack.
Yeah, so much stuff happened in this one little outing to the movies. I did get locked out of the movie. Yep, that happened. That was one thing.
Well, and you went by yourself.
And I went by myself. But something that now this for me is the icing on the cake because we're watching Space Jam 2, keep in mind here. So this is LeBron James in a fake basketball game with the Looney Tunes against some other.
No, that was real basketball.
That is real basketball.
It's real basketball set in space with cartoon characters. It's not a far-fetched synopsis at all.
Well, I'm surprised by how much people get into it because I'm in the cinema, there's a young family there, and then there's these two guys that went together to see the movie. And one of the two guys, he was really into the movie. So he would laugh really loud at things and he would get right into all the scenes. And I love that.
Yeah.
That's what going to the movies is all about. He was super excited to see it and really invested and absolutely loving it, which was great. But then we get to this scene in the movie where, and this isn't giving anything away, but like throughout the movie, LeBron is separated from his son and he has to play this basketball game to get his son back. And there's this scene in the movie where they reunite. So it's him and his son on the basketball court. They reunite and it's a bit of semi-emotional.
Semi-emotional.
It's, you know, it's nice that they're back together.
A family reunited after being separated, that would get me.
Yeah, well, would it bring you to tears?
Probably.
Because I hear behind me this guy, he's starting to sob.
Yeah.
He's starting to cry with LeBron being...
It happens. It happens in movies that...
Oh, come on.
Like, people cry in movies like The Notebook and The Titanic. Like, we get it. Like, they're soppy movies. It's like, usually somebody dies. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But they are movies that are meant to evoke the emotion of sadness.
Mm.
Space Jam 2, not on the list of highly emotional movies, but I totally get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get it to a certain degree. It was a nice moment. They were back together. But for the guy to be, he was like properly sobbing. He was
he is separated from his son and there's no fake basketball game in space that's going to bring them back together.
He was almost wailing, Maz. He was like... And I'm like, seriously, man?
It's Bugs Bunny.
It's Space Jam 2. Like, it's LeBron. It's like, we're having a good time here.
Sometimes you cry at something that is very unexpected.
See if this draws emotion to you. This is LeBron being ripped away from his son.
What'd you do to my son?
This from the movie.
What'd you do to my son?
Where's Dom?
Send this clown to the rejects.
Wait.
So that's LeBron being ripped away.
Too many cartoony sound effects for it to really, really get me. But I get it. I get it.
There are people out there.
And 131060 is our number if you want to call up. Because I believe that there are people out there that have cried in movies that you are not meant to cry in. But something happens in the movie and it just gets you.
Yeah, well, for me, when I think about it, mine was the movie Click with...
What?
Adam Sandler.
You cried in Click?
Yeah, hear me out with this.
Because it's so bad?
Yeah, that. And also, well, he fast forwards through his life, you know, and he misses all the good bits.
Adam Sandler needs to do that in real life.
Nah, he's had some classics. Like, I'll play a little bit of Click here.
Dad! Dad, what are you doing?
That's him in the rain when he realises all the things he's missed out on with his family.
Gotcha.
It got me good. It really did. I did. That actually brought a tear to my eye, proper tears.
Even, like, just have to block out that it's Adam Sandler.
Yep.
But I do understand how that could evoke some emotion in you. Mm. And Click, not a movie that I would say is on the top list of tear-jerking movies.
Definitely not.
Maybe you've had a sob in a movie that's meant to be funny. I don't know. You're telling the story.
All
131060 is our number.
Yep.
Really?
Yes, Click. Hayley, you know what I'm talking about, right? You're nodding over there.
When Matt asked me to grab this audio of the scene, I knew exactly what scene it was because I cried too.
See?
You cried in Click.
Yeah, yes. It's emotional.
Yes.
It's Adam Sandler.
One of his best roles, I would say.
Oh, Hayley.
Maz, you are heartless.
I just hate him. Loving Adele's new song, Easy On Me.
Have you listened to the rest of the album yet? Have you got to that?
No, I haven't.
Maybe put it on for your road trips today, camping.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, get Henry into Adele.
Henry will love that.
He loves Hello. Oh, does he?
He loves Hello.
Yeah.
Hello by Adele, Mum, is what he'll say. So this song, loving this song, and if you've seen the music video that she's released for it, it just took me straight back to being 17. It freaked me out.
Well, this is what Adele's music does, right?
It transported me back into my 17-year-old self. And the reason that this happened is because in the music video, in fact, this will be a fun experiment to do. Could be potentially dangerous, but let's just go with it anyway. Just be cautious. So if you're driving a car, wind down the window and stick your hand out and then do what Adele does in the video clip where she like rides the waves as you're driving with her hand.
It's what we used to do as kids,
up
right?
Up and down. Yeah. So you hand out the window, riding the waves.
And the song's on at the same time, so you're doing this, right? Yep.
Everyone's doing this with their hand out their car window. And I got transported back to Sarah Campbell's Bombador. When we were on our P's and we used to do this, we used to get in the car and we'd wind down the window and we'd like tear around the corner from school and we'd have our arms out the window and we used to call it salad surfing.
Why salad surfing?
I have no idea.
What song were you guys doing it to? Because I can't imagine you're doing it to Adele. I know she does it in the clip, but...
King of Wishful Thinking.
King, I'm going to get
King of Wishful Thinking.
I'll take you back.
King of Wishful
King
Thinking.
King of Wishful.
I don't know if anyone else calls this salad surfing. 131060 if you've got your own name for it. But Sarah Campbell and I used to jump in her car and be like, let's go for a salad surf. And we'd wind down the windows and we'd do this with our hand. I think we're the only people on the planet.
Well, let's take you back, so...
Yeah, you feeling it?
I want to be in the car right now doing
it. Me, Sarah Campbell, and Gordy hanging out as kids.
Isn't this a tune?
So good,
right?
Oh my
god!
Oh, take me.
So you can't think back to why I get the surfing part. Salad makes no sense to me.
Don't understand the salad bit.
Makes no sense.
And Sarah hated salad as well, so it just makes zero sense. But we called it salad surfing and Adele was doing it and I was like, maybe she calls it salad surfing as well.
I thought you were going to say that she lost an arm doing it.
Sarah?
Yeah.
No, she's got her arms.
Both
still.
Arms?
Yeah. And still driving.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, it's all good. It's just reminiscing this new Adele song, Easy On Me. Oh, it takes me back to when I was 17 and my girlfriend Sarah Campbell and I, we used to...
My friend Sarah Campbell. Sarah Campbell.
Well, she got her P's first because she was older.
You're like you're on Puberty Blues, that show.
I feel like I really feel old too. But we used to, like, stick a hand out the car window and write, I don't know, we called it salad surfing. I think everyone can picture what I'm talking about. Adele's doing it in the video clip. That's what sort of took me down memory lane.
I think I called it air surfing or car
air surfing. You do it a bit. What's this?
Well, that's what happens to my hand. It goes...
You're sort of like sideways. I was more like this way.
Oh, you were going up and down?
No,
up and I was
down,
like side.
Like,
Producer Maddie was saying they would get a business card.
So many interpretations.
Yeah, they'd get a business card and they would actually surf the card on the wind.
That's because you went to a private school and private school kids have business cards when they're 17. Most normal children don't have business cards, mate. They just have a hand.
I didn't even know what a business card was until
I didn't have my own business cards. They were just other people's.
Whatever.
Matt at private school handing
year
them
11.
Out.
Put it back in your briefcase, Maddie, and go back to school. Leanne has called through on 131060. I'm a bit nervous. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Gordy and Matt. Can I just say firstly how I love your show.
Oh,
I love
thanks.
It. I love your personalities and I listen to you when I'm putting my face on in the morning.
Oh, bless.
Thanks, Leanne. I feel like there's a butt
there's
coming.
There's a butt. There's definitely a butt coming.
No, there's no butt. But you know,
but there's no buts, but. There's no buts, but. That is a great sentence. There's no buts, but.
But.
What have you got? Yeah, what have you got?
But Adele putting a hand out, that is against the law. It's a $500 fine. I'm imagining all these people now that have said, oh, put your hand out and I'll be driving into cops and I'll see all these hands waving and I'll go, oh,
you're kidding.
Salad surfing is illegal?
Hang on. It's illegal. Has anyone actually ever been done for that?
Oh, I would imagine. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so don't stick your hand out the window and salad surf.
Fun police, Leanne. You really had to let us know about that, didn't you? You can't even put your hand out the window and salad surf anymore.
You can't put your elbow out the window. You know how the men sit there with their elbows out.
The men.
Who's doing that?
That's a wrap for Gordy and Maz. Make sure to follow Hit New South Wales Breakfast on Facebook and Instagram to get even more of that fun feeling. You can even leave a review for the show and tell us what you think.